would be pretty similar to what, or exactly similar to what it was before when Mike was out. So we'll see how it works and go from there.
How much did it help having those weeks where Michael was at and you guys had to have that rotation that you guys already had to go in and fill in for him?
It helped a lot, you know, getting that game experience. Obviously working with, you know, the D-line and the defensive backs and, you know, getting a feel for how they play and, you know, where they're going to line up. Because, you know, people, certain players play, you know, certain coverages different and techniques. But, you know, again, it was good to get experience with them. And, you know, you can tell as, you know, the games kept going on, we got more comfortable. So hopefully we can go in there and not miss a beat.
How about from a communication standpoint, since D'Amico was a voice there on the defense?
Obviously, it's tough losing a leader like D'Amico. You know, he was the leader. He was the voice of our defense, but we need guys to step up. Linebackers just in general, because, you know, with D'Amico out there, we really don't have to talk too much. Obviously, little things, but with him out, we're going to need to step into a bigger role in a communication standpoint and, you know, get people lined up. And yeah, it's a challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Does it help with your understanding of the defense, saying I don't have to just know for myself, but I got to be able to communicate to everyone in the front seven?
It changes a little bit. Obviously, with D'Amico out there, it made it a lot easier. You just had to focus on your job, but now that, you know, in the mic position, you're going to have to make calls and get people lined up and worry about where the front's, you know, lined up and then worry about your job. Obviously, you know, it's a little more of a task, but, you know, you get more comfortable the more reps in practice.
First challenge, Carolina Panthers offense with a dynamic quarterback in Cam Newton, you know, power run game. Talk about the challenge that they present for the first matchup without D'Amico.
It's a big challenge. Obviously, they got the, you know, Cam Newton, and, you know, their backs are, they're very good backs. They have two different type of offense, you know, under center, and then they have their, when Cam's in the gun, you know, you just got to be ready for it. The good thing about going against Chip's offense is, you know, we see the zone read quite a bit, so we should be all right with that. It comes down to everyone, you know, doing their assignment. You know, that's the big thing about these kind of offenses. They just wait for, you know, one guy to, you know, not do the job, and they just hit a big seam. You know, that's, you know, that's how these offenses work. And again, we need everyone on the same page and working together and shutting down the run first and foremost.